Dozens of Yemeni civilians have died in fresh Saudi airstrikes across the country as Riyadh is stepping up its bombing campaign. At least 28 people died in the south port city of Hodeidah, while 8 were killed in Taiz province. Now 23 more were killed after Saudi warplanes bombed a busy marketplace in the northern province of Sada'a. 2 others died in a separate attack in the same province. Now to date, over 13,000 Yemenis, many of them civilians, have been killed since Saudi Arabia and its allies waged a devastating war against the impoverished nation back in March of 2015. Attacks and a Saudi-led blockade on the country have pushed nearly 7 million Yemenis to the brink of starvation. UN has described the situation in Yemen as the world's number one humanitarian crisis. And joining us out of Bristol for more on the story is Mr. Tony Gosling, investigative journalist. Hello, Tony. Thanks for joining us back on the program. Now, how is Riyadh able to get away with 3 years of this with impunity?
Well, that's the $64,000 question. How do they get away with it? Certainly, they shouldn't be sleeping at night in Riyadh. And also, I would just like to remind everybody, this is not a war. This is a very one-sided conflict. It's actually a slaughter of Arabs in the south of the Arabian Peninsula by the Saudi government. I mean, a lot of people would say that the Saudi monarchy are effectively Israeli agents just killing Arabs in the peninsulas, in much the same way as we saw, for example, with Operation Cast-Lead, Arabs being killed in the settlements in Palestine. So I think what we need to do is just point out the atrocities again and again. We see a little bit on the media over here in the West, but nowhere near enough analysis of the wider, the bigger picture of what's going on. This campaign is mainly against civilians. Let's not forget also the destruction of the UNESCO sites in Sana'a City, 3,000-year-old sites there being bombed by the Saudis with using British bombs and sometimes British planes, certainly British military personnel over in Riyadh helping them to guide these bombs to their civilian targets. And I believe today we've seen another marketplace bombing. There is no way anybody can excuse a marketplace bombing from the air as anything other than a blatant violation of human rights and war crime and an attack, direct attack, cowardly attack by aircraft on civilians.
But if Washington and London, they fall short of condemning what Saudi Arabia is doing in Yemen, why are they complicit? Why are they providing weapons and logistics for Riyadh to do what it's doing, knowing that what's taking place there is completely one endless war crime after another for going on a fourth year now after March?
Well, it's 2.5 years of bombing that's been going on. Look, I think there are two main reasons. The one, number one, has got to be money. They're selling a lot of arms to the Saudi Arabians. But number two, it's a bigger geopolitical picture with the British and the Americans particularly seeing Saudi Arabia and Israel as their fortresses in the Middle East by which they are trying to conquer in very much the same sort of way as the Pope sent out the Crusaders in the Middle Ages to conquer this part of the world. In a way, I suppose you could almost say they see it as unfinished business from hundreds of years ago, and they're determined to dominate that part of the planet. And in a way, they are kind of fanatics, aren't they? I think fundamentalists that have decided that this is their world, and at the end of the day, they're not going to listen to any common sense or the United Nations. The only thing they listen to is the power and the strength of a superpower like Russia that's come in and prevented regime change down in Syria.
So then, Tony, how can you purport to being the human rights a champion of human rights in the world when you allow something like this to protract as long as it's protracted?
Well, I think what we're seeing is just a reneging on any kind of duty to show from our governments, particularly in the US and Britain, that what they're doing is any kind of positive mission in the world. What they try and do is just hide this from the general public in the United States and here in Britain by not covering it properly on the media. And so they're hoping that they can continue to get re-elected on maybe on domestic policy by hiding their crimes abroad.
Thank
but
you.
It is a proxy war. It's a proxy war, really. And without support from the US and Britain, I think Saudi Arabia would have to stop doing this tomorrow.
I want to thank you for joining us, Tony, one more time on the program. Mr. Tony Gosling, their investigative journalist, joining us out of Bristol.